the harder they fall. How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache on me? How could a blue-eyed beauty only 5'3" lay a Texas-sized heartache?
Joe Diffie on WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. And by Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing for the entire family.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Debbie making landfall this morning on Florida's Big Bend near Steinhatchee. It's the second major storm to hit the area in less than a year, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Recovery is still going on in Cedar Key, Florida, an island community hard hit by Hurricane Idalia last year. Sue Colson was and still is the mayor.
You just keep rehearsing this and hopefully get better and better at responding.
At sunrise today, 160,000 homes and businesses had lost their power to Hurricane Debbie.
Could be a stormy day on financial markets after a big sell-off on Friday. Overseas markets were significantly lower. Japan's Nikkei down more than 12%. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to unveil her running mate tomorrow at a Philadelphia rally. She met with several top contenders at her home Sunday. And after weeks of unrest over a quota system for government jobs, Bangladesh's prime minister has stepped down, fleeing the country. This is ABC News.
A second patient now taking part in Elon Musk's brain chip implant. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Elon Musk revealing a second patient has been implanted with Neuralink, an experimental brain-computer interface that allows patients to control technology with their mind. Musk is a co-founder of the startup. Not much is known about the second patient, including when they received the implant, but we do know they suffered a spinal cord injury. Musk says he believes Neuralink will allow all humans, whether they have physical disabilities or not, to more efficiently interface with the digital world and even compete with artificial intelligence.
A 10-year-old mystery of a dead bear found in New York City in 2012 finally solved, with independent candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. releasing a video over the weekend taking responsibility for the carcass, admitting he left it in the park, even staging the scene to look like the bear had been hit by a cyclist. The mixed relay triathlon team this morning securing another medal for the U.S. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. And I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
We will check out forecast details for today in just a bit on this Monday morning with WRCO and WRCE.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a retirement auction from Iowa County. All home-raised and using AI breeding, Holstein cows are bred back to AI. Black Angus, milked in a stall barn. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and bred-back cows, springing heifers, first-calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE as well, as we get you going for the day in southwest Wisconsin. And a look at weather. A high of 81 today, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight, and a low of 61, some of which could be strong. Tuesday, light showers ending by midday and a high of 72. That will be a noticeable difference. The outlook for Wednesday, 78, partly cloudy and nice. 78 Thursday, and Friday, 74, with a 30% chance of spotty light showers. In Richland Center, after the earlier reading today of 79, we're at 74 degrees, and we have cloudy skies in the Richland Center area.
Sweating for a little summer cash.
Jason Aldean on WRCO, WRCE, Sunrise from the Center today. Still waiting for that appearance of the sun today. It might be kind of here and there, not a lot. But over the weekend, if you didn't hear, we raised $13,000 in our Radio Grace auction, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. So thanks to all that bid and those contending bidders in that particular process over the weekend. That was very good. Had a chance to see the production of The Music Man over the weekend, too, and hats off to the cast and crew. Enjoyed that very, very much, and another reason to be proud to live in the area that we do with talent like that. It is amazing, and just really enjoyed that. Had all these songs running through my head last night, though. I went in to try to go to sleep, and I was still hearing 76 trombones in my head. That was a good thing. It was a good earworm from over the weekend. So, again, hats off to director Andrew Sharp and all of the crew and the cast. They did a phenomenal job. This is Taylor Swift.
I was riding shotgun with my hair undone in the front seat of his car. He's got a one-hand bail on the steering wheel, the other on my heart. I look around, turn the radio down. He says, baby, it's something wrong. And he says, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you laugh, the first date, man, I didn't kiss you and I should have. And when I got home before I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. After everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away, got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window. When we're on the phone and you talk real slow, 'cause it's late and your mama don't know.
Seeing nothing but things I never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left.
And nothing but the taillights on the old vibe. Hopefully they're working. I don't want to get stopped. Anyway, 7:19, as we went in the morning, old Hank is in just a little bit. Plus, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries. We're at 74 degrees on this Monday morning. We're heading toward a busy week in southwest Wisconsin, and here at WRCO, football practice begins tomorrow as well across the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, it seems it's like it's early, but there are many years when it started as early as August 1st, so it's a little later this year.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hi, good morning, Phil.
You're getting closer.
Oh, all right. Anyway.
You're still a ways away. Nah. Anyway.
You're doing all right today, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Did you have a good weekend?
We did. Yeah. We had a wedding. And,
you did?
Yeah.
You got married again? June said yes again?
Well, I wouldn't count on that. But no, we went to a wedding. And then also yesterday, I had a chance to see the Music Man.
They wrapped up
the weekend and the running of the show. And it was good stuff.
Good.
Great
good.
To see so many community people involved in that. And it's so cool to see, like, all of a sudden, wow, I didn't know they were actor or actress.
Right.
And here they are up there on the stage. So it's good stuff.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I'd be good, like, moving stuff on and off the set because,
well, yeah.
Weak mind, strong back, stuff
with,
like that.
With your bad knees, though, I don't know. You know, you got to be able to move quite quickly in the dark, you know, and not trip and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Something like that.
Maybe I'd just be good at watching it.
Yeah, maybe you would.
Yeah, so thanks for always looking out for me, Phil.
You could be the curtain operator.
Yeah. Close the curtain. Close the
what?
What curtain? But anyway,
you're umpiring over the weekend, I presume?
No, just on Friday night. I had the All-Star game at Sauk.
Mm-hmm.
Long one.
15-12.
15. Yeah, it was like football.
It was not a pitcher's duel.
No, it was not. No, there's some pretty good sticks up there. So, what was it? I believe the West, or is it which one's Muscadine?
West.
The West. There's a kid from Shelsburg Benton, the Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hit a three-run shot. I mean, you know, Sauk City. That's
yeah,
pretty,
that's good ballpark.
Yeah, it's good, and it was a shot. So it's probably still going
into the trees.
Yeah, but that was the only shot of the night. But there's like five errors on one team, four errors on another. It's like, yeah, these good all-stars here.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, if you look at a lot of all-star games, have errors just because. Number one, they're not used to playing with everybody, and it is what it is. So, long night.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yes.
Yeah. High school football practice starts tomorrow, so even though it's been 40-plus years for me, I still kind of get a little queasy when I think about that first day of football practice.
It well,
one I looked forward
did
to.
Did you have two-a-days back then?
No.
See, with
chores and hay and everything, that wasn't a good situation. We'd practice about 4 hours, though.
We had two-a-days down there.
Okay.
So. You'd lift at 6, practice at 8.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Practice at 8 and then practice again at 4. Didn't matter the heat. I mean, but then it was different back then.
Yeah.
It was different. It was drink some water. So,
yeah, I know it. How times have changed.
Yep.
Or they used to say, you know, you haven't done enough to deserve water yet, which is not really something you should probably say.
Yeah, not anymore. Or get your bell rung.
Yeah, exactly. Get your bell rung is another one.
I got my bell rung several times.
Oh, that explains it.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Explains a lot. Did you have any luck finding any jokes, Philip?
Not really, but I have a few. It's too bad because it seems like they've run kind of dry in the daycare. You know,
really,
there just aren't too many jokes going around right now.
Well, I think probably the biggest joke is when you go down.
When I go down, yep, get them all wound up, and then I go back and take a nap.
And June just loves you for that.
Yep, I usually put my headset on that I wear when I mow. Oh. You know, so I can't hear them crowsing downstairs.
And do you sleep upstairs or in the man cave?
Yeah, in the man cave. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yep.
Hmm. Well, when I was a kid, my parents would always say, excuse my French after a swear word, Philip.
Oh, sure.
I'd never forget the first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew any French.
Whoa! You know, little Henry was in the corner.
that's how my day started at school.
You know, the other night after the wedding, June and I stopped at a fancy restaurant.
Really?
On the way home, yeah.
Utter Brothers?
Yeah, I think it was. And June said, why don't you tell me something to get my heart racing? And I said, I forgot my wallet. Oh, well.
That would do it.
What do you do?
Yeah,
what do you do, Hank?
Is this after you're eating?
Yeah.
The fact that my entire body cracks like a glow stick whenever I move and yet refuse to actually glow, it's very disappointing. That's the truth.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, my body doesn't glow, that's for sure.
Philip, you know, the best thing about you is that you're a limited edition. There are no copies, and I bet everybody's thinking right now, thank goodness.
There's no twin.
There's no twin. No twin at all.
Monday morning jokes sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. We'll attempt to get one in here that's pretty good in just a moment.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hank, a listener called me, and they said, hey, I found this wallet, and it had $2,000 in it and an Amazon gift card, and it says it belongs to somebody named Ryan. And I said, well, that's awesome. Thanks for your honesty. Do you want me to put it on Lost and Found so that maybe they can reclaim it? And the caller said, no, I want to request a sad song for Ryan. So,
wow. It's just like...
Too bad, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, don't bother walking a mile in my shoes, Philip. That would be boring. Spend about 30 seconds in my head and I will freak you right out.
That might be the truest thing that we've said all morning, right?
It probably is. Yeah. Well, when one door closes and another one opens, Phil, you're probably in prison.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Sometimes someone unexpected comes to your life out of nowhere, makes your heart race, changes you forever. We call those people cops.
Even when they pull up behind you
for
no reason. You know, all of a sudden, white knuckle on the steering wheel, you know.
You know you're going to mess up in the next 30 seconds. You know you are. Yeah. You're all tense.
Don't weave.
Yeah. No. Don't weave. Nope. When does a joke become a dad joke, Philip?
Mm.
When it becomes apparent.
Apparent, yes, apparent. Yeah.
What invention allows us to see through walls, Phil?
See through walls. I give up.
Windows.
I was thinking it was some magical thing, like X-ray vision glasses or something.
Yeah, speaking of banks, though, my bank keeps calling me. They're very proud of me because they keep telling me I have an outstanding balance.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice.
You have an outstanding balance.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. What's your credit rating, I wonder? I don't know.
It doesn't matter, does it? I got an outstanding balance.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of other people are calling me, too. I'm wanting a raise, Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like three companies after me right now.
I believe it.
Yeah. Utilities, gas, water, sewer.
They're all
after
that's
me.
Four.
I'm sorry. let's see here. The bank. Sorry, I already told you that. What is the most popular fish in the ocean?
Jellyfish.
Starfish.
Starfish. Oh, Hank.
Yeah, it's not getting any better. Do you have any more, Philip?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. A young wife is on trial for hitting her husband over the head with a guitar. The judge asks, first offender? She responds, no, Your Honor, first a Gibson, then a Fender. Boom.
That was pretty good, Phil. Yep. That was pretty good. I got one. I got a kicker.
He's got a kicker. I'm going to move back so I don't get kicked.
All right, here we go. At a wedding ceremony, the priest asked if anyone had anything to say concerning the union of the bride and groom. It was their time to stand up and talk and forever hold their peace. Hmm. The moment of utter silence was broken by a young, beautiful woman carrying a child. She started walking towards the pastor slowly. Everyone quickly turned to chaos. The bride slapped the groom. The groom's mother fainted. The groomsmen started giving each other looks and wondering how best to help save the situation. The priest asked the woman, "Can you tell us why you came forward and what you have to say?" The woman replied, "We can't hear you in the back." Well, that's maybe be seventh grade comedy.
Maybe eighth. Maybe.
I appreciate the compliment, Phil.
Hank's jokes and all of our other attempts sponsored by Chet's Feed Seed and Such on this Monday morning.
Buddy, have a great day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray here on WRCO.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
This day in history, 1957, American Bandstand with host Dick Clark debuted nationally on ABC. The first act to appear was a Wisconsin group. Can you name them? Or no prizes. The Cordettes. They were singing the song Lollipop, but they were from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. 1966, the Beatles released their Revolver album in Britain. It was released in the U.S. 4 days later. Marilyn Monroe was found dead at her Los Angeles home. The year was 1962. Among the celebrity birthdays today, including country singer-songwriter Bobby Braddock, who is 84, and actress Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati fame. She is 79 today. Birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Liam Salisbury from Dad, Mom, Kendall, Fulton, and Mavelin. Also to Liam from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen. To Leah McClary Keene from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Jerry Barris from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And Sarah Dearborn, happy birthday from Aunt Jan and Uncle Arden. To Jennifer Clemens from Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday to Debbie Fink from Bob and Heidi Shear. Frank Sittig from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. To Jerry Sims from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And also to Jerry Sims, lots of love from your wife, Donna. Have a great day today. Best birthday wishes to Rachel Walsh from residents and staff of Schmidtwilden Hills. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting Paul Elf, Debbie Fink, Frank Sittig, Rachel Walsh. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Mary Beth Behrens. They'll be in harmony again today. Congratulations to the Behrens. And happy birthday wishes from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Sarah and Era Adamson. Have a happy anniversary. Also to Megan Bankert. Happy birthday wishes to Cindy Seifert, Rhea Wallen, and Harley Bassett. And happy anniversary, Eric and Peggy Kinney. Celebrate today. Have a great day today from the RC Lions, Jace Thomas Ryan, Liam Salisbury, Tony Dobbs, Dr. Jerry Barris, Bob Smith, Michael Munns, Debbie Fink, Rachel Walsh, Macy Gunderson, Emmeline Farrell Brining, and also to Madeline Farrell Hauser, and happy anniversary, Tom and Lynn Munns. And happy anniversary wishes today to Mackenzie and Eric Mindham. Have a super day.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mark your calendars for this Tuesday's fourth annual National Night Out and K9 5K Run Walk at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Enjoy first responder and organization displays, food trucks, and activities for all ages, including the Run Walk. Register today for the K9 5K on the Partners for Prevention of Richland County website. Support the city and county K9 units and meet amazing K9s Teddy, Lucy, and Aaron. It's a night to celebrate partnerships in Richland County to promote health and safety for all. They hope to see you there.
A couple of birthdays got lost in Hank's joke folder. Happy golden birthday to Jace Ryan. Love from Grandma and Grandpa Carlson. And happy golden birthday to Jace from Papa Brian and Krista as well. We salute everybody celebrating today. Thanks for sharing those little notes with us. Here's Clay Walker.
Well, I've got a good friend who's got a good life. He's got two pretty children and a real nice wife. Yet he never seems quite satisfied. Well, I said I know what's on your mind, but you better think about it before you cross that line. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anyone's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? Well, I ain't saying that looking's a crime. Well, I've done my share from time to time. That don't mean that you gotta take that leap. When you're standing on the brink, before you jump, you gotta step back and think. There's a price for every promise you don't keep. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you've burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? What you wish, it's your life, but remember this, there's bound to be some consequences, sneaking under other fences. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you've burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? You're mine.
This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Monday, and thank you for joining us. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 74 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. A flood watch is in effect for Sauk County today, well, actually this evening through tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy and humid with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 81. Then tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, with a low of 61. In Richland Center, the air is calm and it is a hazy 74 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Super Registration Day for Richland Center Schools will take place tomorrow from 1 to 7 at the Richland Center High School. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Super Registration Day is fast approaching, and it's about time to register for the upcoming school year. Here's Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, Carrie Stoltz, on the registration process.
People can come in. They can do a lot of stuff online, so that'll open up here in a couple weeks, the online registration, just with like forms and that kind of stuff. And then I think fees can be paid there as well. But if you've done absolutely nothing, even if you just want it, you're a new enrollment to the district, you can come that day and we can get everything taken care of for you right there. So new enrollments have a little spot that they can go and talk to any secretaries or principals or guidance counselors that they need to talk to. You can fill out all your registration paperwork. You can pay all your fees, get your photo taken, and be ready for the first day right there.
Kids can take their pictures as well throughout the day.
There should be 5 photographers there, I think, and they'll be set up by 1. So you can pop in and get your photo taken. And there will be a makeup day if you don't like them or if you're not available for Super Registration Day, that kids can do retakes for those as well.
Stoltz has information on how to approach your time getting your picture taken.
We're there 1 to 7, so I've heard through the grapevine that 1 o'clock is a really popular time and there's maybe a line. If 1 o'clock works for you, come on down. If you want to wait until 1:30 or 2 o'clock, you maybe can get through the line just a little bit quicker. But we're there until 7, so if parents work until, you know, 5:30, we're still there and ready to help the kids or help the parents, work them through anything. Also worth noting, we will have, I think, 3 translators available. So if there's anybody who has Spanish as a first language and maybe would like to kind of have more information that way or a little help with paperwork and forms and that kind of stuff, there are translators there who are happy to help and would love to help you get through that.
Richland Center school teacher Sabrina Ryder will be there to assist you on registration and signing you into Skyward.
I will be one of the people that help you fill out your registration papers or get signed into Skyward. That seems to be a hitch in the giddy up every year. You have parents that forget their password. You know, you haven't used it all summer. You don't remember how to log in. We just really easily reset your password and get you going on your way. Just have a little patience with us. Sometimes we have a line. But yeah, we have translators that will help you fill out your paperwork if you need to. We have, I don't know, probably like 30 computer stations set up, and there are about 6 of us, and we just kind of float around and help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions. It's a really great opportunity to also meet your school principals. They'll be there, and they'll have little tables set up. So if you have a new, a new student to the district, they can put a name to a face. It's really nice.
Carrie Stoltz welcomes any Richland Center student to attend the Super Registration Day.
So everybody is welcome at Super Registration. Even seniors should come take pictures. I know they maybe not don't care quite as much if they've got senior pictures scheduled, but they still need an ID picture for the school. So they sometimes are the less likely to come in, but come in. Maybe grab some food while you're there. Paperwork, all that good stuff. See the principals and staff if there's an old teacher you want to say hello to or something. And then I will put in a plug just for the parents who have been in the district before. If you want to try and log into your Skyward account now and see if there's any incorrect information, the email, the phone number, that kind of stuff, if you want to check that out now, just to give yourself a heads up for the day, if you find any errors, let us know. We can correct them. I think maybe even parents can adjust a couple things on there themselves. So that will save some time on your Super Registration Day if you just want to double check that info.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
A new grant is reviving the University's of Wisconsin's Tuition Promise program in 2025. Students whose families earn $55,000 or less will be able to attend one of 11 system schools without having to pay tuition or fees. The Tuition Promise is a last dollar program, meaning it pays for tuition and fees remaining after a student's financial aid is exhausted. The program was last funded in the fall of 2023, but a $5 million grant from the Ascendium Education Group is covering the costs. In December, UW System President Jay Rothman said any future rounds would need philanthropic support as the system's $24.5 million request for it in the most recent budget was denied by the state legislature. An estimated 1,300 students starting in fall 2025 are expected to qualify for the tuition promise. Wisconsin education leaders say schools need more resources to treat mental illness. The new Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Report says anxiety, depression, and self-harm are all on the rise. Education leaders say not all solutions cost money. State School Superintendent Jill Underley.
Making sure that kids feel supported, that they know that they're loved, making sure that the culture in their school is one that they are safe and supported, that doesn't cost anything.
National Night Out events will be held around the country this Tuesday. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Richland County Sheriff's Clay Porter says it is an opportunity for community building.
Not only are we interacting with the community and in a positive, low-stress event, right? But we're also interacting with our fellow first responders. So it's a good opportunity for us to get out, meet the public. I have a very young department now, and it's important for them to get out and kind of get that face-to-face time with, you know, the community. But it's also, at the same time, it's great for us to get away from an emergency scene and interact with our fellow first responders, because we are all a big team. We all have to work together. And I think this is a, you know, a good opportunity for that, to have that kind of bonding.
Partners for Prevention of Richland County will host its fourth annual National Night Out event from 5 to 8 at a new location. This year's event will be held at Crosscut Park at the Rotary Lights location. Another change for this year is there will be no free food, but food trucks and stands will be available to purchase food and refreshment. Those in attendance will be Yovita's, TKO, the Boy Scouts, and Carter's Walk with Grace team. Desserts will also be available for purchase from area retailers. The community is invited to attend to see law enforcement, EMS, and fire department vehicles on display, enjoy live music by Donnie Razik, as well as DJ music. Back this year will be the K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30, with registration beginning at 4:30. Sheriff Porter says the K9 units for both the county and city are dependent on donations.
Events like the K9 5K really help us, because it's not just getting the dog, right? There's all this ongoing maintenance that goes with keeping the dogs. Sometimes the dogs have medical issues, just like we do. And so, you know, all this stuff helps us maintain the program. So events like the K9 5K, huge for us. A great donation builder for us. So that'll be going on 5:30 on Tuesday during the National Night Out. And registration is online for it. You can go to the Partners for Prevention Facebook page to register. Website, the Partners for Prevention website. I Google searched it yesterday, National Night Out, K9 5K. It was like one of the first things that showed up. So we're just encouraging people to get out, sign up for it. You don't have to run. You could walk it if you wanted. But yeah, we're just encouraging enrollment for things like that. And it's split between our two K9 funds, so the police department's K9 fund and my K9 fund. So the profits are split. And yeah, it helps us maintain those programs.
The Dunk Tank will also be back this year. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones is a member of the planning committee.
For some reason, everybody likes to dunk the chief, but we also have the sheriff in it again this year. So come on out and help dunk the sheriff. There will be a little fee again to get some balls and throw them as hard as you can. And we'll hopefully entertain the crowd as much as we can with as big a splashes as we can make.
The evening will also include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, face painting, and a bounce house. EMS will have a Lucas machine demonstration at 5. There will be a fire truck demo at 5:45 and a canine demonstration at 6:15. Another new event at the Richland County National Night Out this year is a first responder team challenge at 6:45. The fourth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held tomorrow night from 5 until 8 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. All ages are invited to attend. You can now sign up to take part in the 2024 Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt season. Brooke Van Handel from the Department of Natural Resources says sponsors from 49 different counties will host these hunts. Hunters will need to contact the host to set up a hunt and buy a valid license from the DNR. You can find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Registration is open until September 15th. The Richland County Highway Department has announced that beginning today at 8, Highway 60 will be closed to install a culvert. This closure will be from Muscadet to Gotham. There will be no through traffic through the area. Emergency vehicles and local traffic will be able to get around the area, however. The road will remain closed through Thursday.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today is Monday, August 5th. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian's Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 in the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.